Imagine being handed the keys to a priceless treasure and being told, guard this with your life. The Apostle Paul, writing to believers in Thessalonica, reveals that all Christian service happens under God's watchful eye. We're ultimately accountable to Him, not to people. He writes, "But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not to please man, but to please God, who tests our hearts." The word entrusted carries a lot of weight. The gospel message isn't our possession to use as we please. It's a sacred trust we're accountable for. We're managers, not owners. This shifts everything. When we serve others or share truth, we're not performing for human applause or trying to impress people. We're accountable to God, who examines not just our actions, but our hearts, our motivations, and our faithfulness to what He's given us. Jesus perfectly modeled this, saying, "I always do the things that are pleasing to Him." He is both the content of our gospel message and our example of living accountable to God alone. He never adjusted His message to gain popularity, nor did He soften truth to avoid offense. When we remember that God tests our hearts, our service transforms from performance into worship. We shift from asking, "What will people think?" to, "Am I faithful to what God has entrusted to me?" Ministry is ultimately about God's approval, not human applause. We serve as stewards, accountable to Him for how we handle His truth and His people. This week, when serving or sharing truth with someone, consciously shift your focus from, "What will they think of me?" to, "Am I being faithful to what God has entrusted to me?"